Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Tara Derriman in Austin, Texas.
Hey, how are things in Austin?
Just a balmy 93 degrees.
No, it's great. Nothing like Austin in the summer, I know. Well, what do you do in Austin?
I am a children's book author. I have published 4 novels for kids ages 8 to 12.
That's really great. Do you know, if somebody writes books for them, what kids 8 to 12 are most interested in?
I hope that they're interested in food, because my books are foodie adventures.
Really?
Do you think you could take time out from these children's books and write a specific children's book called How to Be President? Because we got a guy.
Tara, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is going to read for you 3 news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and 2 of the limericks will be a winner. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Here is your first limerick.
Avocado friends, bubble tea sippers. We stiff buskers, baristas, and strippers. No dollar bills slip from our wallet's tight grip. We millennials are really bad.
Tippers.
Tippers, yes, tippers. Yes. Millennials, the generation that won't buy diamonds but loves nut milks, are the worst tippers. This is according to a survey from creditcards.com. Sounds like a totally legit place for both survey results and credit cards. We are sympathetic to millennials. It must really be hard to tip your mom after dinner. Here's the thing, though. In fact, tipping culture now has gotten so weird. It used to be really anonymous. They give you your little bill, they walk away, you slip in a few cents in a button from your pocket, you run. Now, because it's all, you know, electronic, that you know, they turn that little iPad around, and they're staring at you, and you look at the choices, and it's like, tip, 20%, 30%, support me through college. Adopt me. Okay, Tara, here is your next limerick.
Steamed milk isn't snooty or haughty, yet reveals my political party. Cup of joe or flat white, both might lean the right. I'm a liberal, so I drink a...
latte.
Latte, yes. Science has proven that latte-drinking liberals actually exist. The research comes from the University of Pennsylvania, says people who prefer lattes at their coffee bar are more left-leaning. But the real surprise is that Trump supporters prefer their coffee black.
Wow.
The study didn't offer much of a connection. Liberals are more comfortable maybe trying foreign-sounding things, or maybe it's just conservatives know better than to spend $9 on lukewarm melted ice cream. Here is your last limerick.
We kids were just trying to help. We endorsed sprinkled donuts and kelp. But our raving reviews simply failed to amuse. Now we kids can no longer use...
Yelp.
Yelp! And what is... Surely this is actually kind of ironic that you got this question, considering your book. And what is surely the worst thing to happen to kids this week, Yelp is banning third graders from writing restaurant reviews. For years, a Boston teacher assigned her third grade students to write restaurant reviews for the site. This provided vital information for the Boston dining community, such as, quote, the green stuff at Village Sushi is really spicy. I do not know what it is for. And I loved the grilled cheese at Applebee's. I give it 5 boogers.
Could it just be those third graders were lousy tippers?
It's possible. Yelp shut down the teacher's account, saying it violates the term of service. The kids aren't old enough to post reviews, and it's confusing to Yelp users that an Office Depot got raves for its delicious assortment of paste. Bill, how did Tara do in our quiz?
Tara did great. 3-0. You won, Tara.
Congratulations, Tara.